you to our service this morning. We're so happy that you've come to be with us in praise and worship on this, the last Sunday in September 1977. We would like to recognize our visitors and guests at this time. If you're a visitor in our church and our worship service this morning, would you please raise your hand and keep them up so our ushers may find you and we can give you a visitor's card and have a record of your visit and make a special effort to welcome you to our service today. We do thank each and every one of you for being with us as we gather to worship and praise God in our service this morning. I'd like for you to turn to your bulletin at this time. We have quite a few announcements. Perhaps you'd like to make some notes on some of these announcements that I have that are not on the bulletin. Of course, this evening we will have our evening worship service at 7:30 here at the church. We'll be continuing in the pastor's series of Psalms. We have Psalm 8 tonight, God's Glory and Man's Honor. So you'll be sure to want to be here tonight. And also tonight you see listed in your bulletin special testimonies this evening. In our worship service this evening we will have testimonies and maybe a few surprises from our single adults who attended the single adult conference at Ridgecrest over the Labor Day weekend. I've been told we are going to learn a new song tonight, so you'll want to be sure and be here tonight for our testimonies and report from our single adult conference as they come to be with us tonight in our worship service, giving their testimonies. That'll be at 7:30 this evening. And then tomorrow evening will be our monthly meeting of our deacons. We'll ask all of our deacons to please be present at tomorrow evening at 7:30 here at the church for their monthly meeting of the deacons. Wednesday, being the last Wednesday of the month, our Sunday school supper is scheduled for Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. If you'd like to come, please sign up on my door and let us know so we can be sure to prepare the correct number of dishes, and we'll have good fellowship around God's table with us as we come at 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening, followed immediately by our prayer service at 7:30 where we come and pray for one another and concerns of our church. We'd ask you to please be present for these meetings. Now some that are not listed on your bulletin. Next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. our church will be participating in the Norfolk Baptist Association Silver Anniversary at Scope. This meeting will begin at 7 p.m. instead of 7:30. You might want to make a note of this. 7 p.m. next Sunday evening at Scope. Our services will, of course, be dismissed so that we can attend this service at Scope. Dr. Claude Ray will be our musician. Dr. C.B. Hogue from the Home Mission Board will be our speaker. I'm sure you'll want to be there and participate in this meeting. We've been assured that we'll be out by 8:26, I believe one man said. So we'll be back home in plenty of time on Sunday evening. So you come and be with us at Scope at 7 p.m. next Sunday. Then another special announcement for all of those people and our Sunday school workers who couldn't attend either Ridgecrest or Eagle Eye this year. We'll have a Sunday school leadership conference at Norview Baptist Church, be October 3rd and 4th. We have both morning and evening sessions. They've been published in the Messenger and other places around the church. To check the time and the conference that you perhaps would attend, that'll be October 3rd and 4th, a Monday and Tuesday, for our Sunday school leadership if they can attend. This is an excellent opportunity to receive good training for our Sunday school new year. At this time, I'd like to recognize a group who left the church around 11 o'clock Friday morning and journeyed to Eagle Eye for quite an adventure. We had good fellowship. Some of them didn't get to sleep too much, but we had good fellowship and had good training at our Eagle Eye Assembly in Lynchburg. So if I call your name, would you please stand as I'd like to recognize these people who went with us. Mr. and Ms. Earl Todd, Tommy and Ann McMillan, Earl and Minor Ketcherson, Mary Lee Joyce, Pearl White, Pat Wise, Margaret Foster, and myself. So we'd like for you to show your appreciation to them as they went to train for themselves for the new Sunday school year, as you see them throughout the day. So we really appreciate them taking the time and opportunity to go. Some of them had to take off a whole day of work. We appreciate this, to go and train for the work in our Sunday schools. We do thank God for everything that he's given us, and we'll stand there and thank him as we sing our call to worship, our doxology.
Our Father, lead us by thy Spirit today to glorify thy name and to honor thee. May each part of this service, which we have scheduled, truly exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless each worshiper who has come, each stranger who has entered our doors today. May all together leave with thankful hearts that they have had this time in meeting with thee. In Christ's name, amen.
Join with us now as we sing hymn 434. 434, Serve the Lord with Gladness. Responsive reading, hymn number 21. If you'll be turning to that, hymn number 21, or responsive reading number 21, I'm sorry. Responsive reading number 21. I'd like to ask, when they find this, of all of our church elected committees, if you're a member of a church elected committee, would you please stand where you are? If you're a church elected officer, would you please stand? A WMU officer, a brotherhood officer, Sunday school worker, would you please stand where you are at this time? I would ask that those standing with me please read those phrases which are in the light print. We'll start with the first, and those who are remaining seated in our congregation, would you please read those in the bold print as we proceed with our responsive reading. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyter. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. As church leaders of this year, we hope that you will take charge of what has been read and what you've read for the coming year in our new church year, in our Sunday schools and our other organizations as we go forward for a wonderful year. You may be seated. At this time, we will have, I'll ask Mrs. Billy Todd if she will come, our Sunday school director for the year 77-78. And she will come and we will have a commissioning service for all of our Sunday school workers, church elected, for the coming year.
We're doing quite a bit of moving around today, but since it is such a special time and we want to make this an even more important time, I'm going to ask all of the Sunday school officers and teachers, the elected officers and teachers, to come down and stand here in the front of the church. It won't take long if you'll just move quickly and come down. Now, there are many reasons why each one of us are not standing, every one of us is not standing up here. But those of you who are seated, I want you to look at these people and pick one out. Maybe you don't know all the names. I'm sure you can find at least one that you know the name of. And I want you to be their prayer partner for this week, as they get ready for the most important time in their lives and in turn in the lives of those of you who they'll be working with. And we hope that you will pray for them. Pray for all of us, but pick one particular person that you'll be praying for this week. These are the Sunday school officers and teachers who will be leading you in the coming year. And we have a responsive reading as we dedicate ourselves to the work that we hope to do. God, in His wisdom, gave each one of us gifts to carry on His work. Some teach little ones, others children, youth, or adults.
We thank God.
Our community offers untold opportunities to share the gospel of Christ, and the Sunday school is organized to reach out and minister to each person.
We thank God for wanting to share the gospel with our world.
The Bible is the text of God's revelation of himself to man. It contains a simple plan of salvation, directs us in our growth as disciples, and speaks to every issue of life.
We thank God for his holy word.
As leaders in the Sunday school, we have a sacred responsibility to reach those assigned to us and to guide them faithfully in the study of God's word. We must also teach them to apply the teachings of the scriptures in their daily walk.
We recognize our great responsibility and commit ourselves to be faithful in it.
Will you please remain standing as the pastor comes to lead us in our prayer of dedication?
Let us all pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that all across our Southern Baptist Convention, we have a great host of faithful men and women to whom we look and we pay our tribute to. These are our Sunday school teachers and workers, week after week, who take their Bibles and their lesson materials and study carefully to get the truths from the Scripture, which on the following Sunday they might impart to needy hearts. And as they go into their classrooms and bring the word of life, we are thankful for this great task which thou hast assigned them. We also acknowledge this morning, our Father, that here stands a great group before us who spend a great deal of time visiting class members and prospects and going about a task that often they are the unsung heroes, and yet how vital, how important it is to our church and to our world. We feel that standing before us today, we have the best group to help solve the crime problems in this world, and to produce strong morals through education and imparting truth and high moral standards, beginning with little children. We ask that they might let the Holy Spirit lead them and be their guide. We pray, our Father, that this group here may be dedicated to do everything possible to get every boy and every girl, man and woman, in Sunday school each Sunday in our city. That our church may become a great center of religious and Christian training. That we might turn back the tide of lawlessness in America. And that we might train a new generation that will rise up and know the standards of God's word and the codes of his book. We pray today that you would preserve and bless this group as they go on from this day. Give each one purity of heart with which to serve. We pray, our Father, that you would separate each one from anything that would be pointless or would discourage or detract in their service. We pray that you would free them of any entanglement of desires or anything that would cause them to drag along with reluctance, but may their enthusiasm with full power be given to this service. Bless, we pray thee, the director and those who labor as general officers, each class teacher and each department worker, and on down to each pupil in the class. We are reminded again, our Father, today, that nothing is accomplished through ease or by laziness, but that they will require work. So we dedicate each one of these to thy great cause. And may this become a great army of forerunners who will bring about a great expansion in Sunday school work as we have never witnessed before. All of which we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, who has promised to be with them. Amen.
Offertory hymn is hymn 435. Hymn number 435. We'll sing the first, third, and last stanzas as we stand and sing To the Word. Father, we pray that you would add your blessings to our tithes and offerings which have been presented in the Sunday school hour and those that will be placed here on the altar just now. In Jesus' name, amen.